Hello, friends, and welcome into another edition of Outreach Radio Chicago. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And on today's edition of Outreach Radio Chicago, we have a pretty fun, unique, a pretty special and personal episode to me because I have written a book. Yeah, I know. Go figure. We have announced it. It is Lucha Dog. And we have now started the Kickstarter. We have uploaded everything onto the interweb on social medias. And we're going to get into all of it, kind of the process, where we're at, what the goals are. And I figured this was a awesome place, a platform to do it because I feel here on Outreach Radio Chicago, myself and you and the community, we've done this thing where it's personal. We talk about things that impact us. We interview people that have made impacts in our community in for causes and for foundations and charities. And I think this is a case where there's a lot of things that kind of encompass what this venture that we're on, this adventure that we're on, bringing Lucha Dog to the world and kind of what it represents, who it's representing, and what I would like for it to become. So I figured this would be a place that I can introduce it to each and every one of you and show you how you could support us, how we got to this point, and what the future holds. So welcome, guys, to the world of Lucha Dog here on Outreach Radio Chicago. We're going to get to all this and so much more. Before we do that, make sure you're following me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. You can check us out on Facebook at Lucha Dog, on Twitter at Lucha Dog Book, and on Instagram at Lucha Dog Book, as well as Kickstarter. Check us out at Kickstarter Lucha Dog, and we would really appreciate any type of likes, shares, and of course, if you would like to be a backer, just check us out. We really appreciate it. But we get into the creation, the world, how we got to it, what the future holds on the book that I am writing. We get into Lucha Dog next here on Outreach Radio Chicago. I'm Mike Mercado. We appreciate you making us a part of your day here on Outreach Radio Chicago. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. Please check out our friends over at Sheets and Giggles. They sponsor the Sports Cubicle, which you can listen to every Sunday night with Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, Dan Marver, and myself, Mike Mercado, where we talk about all the major news in local and national sports here on WCPT and all over the interweb. Just check us out at the Sports Cubicle on YouTube and everywhere else at Sports From the Couch. Huge shout out to Sheets and Giggles for supporting us. Get 15% off all your purchases. They have that amazing eucalyptus sheeting and matting. It is amazing stuff. It'll make you feel good this summer, as maybe as you're listening and reading Lucha Dog. Check out sheetsandgiggles.com, the Sports Cubicle, Sports From the Couch, as a promo code for 15% off your next purchase. And that's right, you could check out our Kickstarter for Lucha Dog, the book that I've written. And I want to give you guys kind of the lowdown, the laydown, the 411, if you will, as the youths used to say 20 years ago, about what exactly we're doing here. So this is the bio, if you will. This is kind of the elevator pitch of what we want Lucha Dog to be, what the world encompasses. Welcome to the world of Lucha Dog, where our favorite pets in their luchador personas dream of becoming the Lucha Dog World Champ. And this is kind of how we got here. So on Kickstarter, there's a panel that lets you talk to the community. And it kind of wanted me to just give a general bio, but it also gives you the option of telling the story behind Lucha Dog, or at least the inspiration behind your project. And I'm just going to read it to you, and then I'll read you the synopsis as we get later on into the show, the thought processes, and maybe some points that a lot of audience members and a lot of supporters have asked questions over the last few days. So here's the kind of generality. Hello, everyone. My name is Michelangelo Mercado. I am the creator and author of Lucha Dog. I will get right to it since your time is valuable. But first, we just want to thank you, and we appreciate you taking the time to check us out. The story of Lucha Dog is one of acceptance, growth, culture, humor, adversity, friends, community, family, and believing in oneself. Lucha Dog also explores what it sounds like to be a child from a multilingual family. For many households, a beautiful daily sound is the mixture of many languages overlapping and is something I wish to spotlight. I have attached the full synopsis to this post so you can see the wonderful world we are building. We started a crowdfunding campaign to pay hired artists a fair wage, printing and distribution of Lucha Dog. We hope you would join us in support on this amazing adventure. And again, you can check us out over at Kickstarter LuchaDog. We're on Twitter at LuchaDogBook, Instagram LuchaDogBook, and on Facebook at LuchaDog. So what is LuchaDog about? What is this book about? What is the synopsis? What is it that you, your kids, your nephews, your nieces, your aunts, your uncles, your mom, your dad, abuela, abuelo, everybody, todos, will be reading? Well, let's get right into it. Welcome to the world of LuchaDog, where our favorite pets and their luchador personas dream of becoming the tug-of-war LuchaDog world champion. Our adventure follows Pepper and her lucha-loving family and friends as she trains and luchas her way to the Fire Hydrant Temple for a chance to achieve her lifelong dream, becoming champion. Just like her adopted human El Gran Campeón, Pepper will not let her small size stop her from continuing her family's legacy. Many of our pawed friends will travel from across the globe, representing their unique and special cultures for a chance to challenge the undefeated world champion, Lobo. Can little Pepper beat the odds and grab the brass bone? What adventures awaits our tail-chasing Pepper? Find out in the adventures of LuchaDog. So, it is something that I believe will be for the entire family. It is something that brings a fun spotlight to some things that I think we all kind of love in our lives. Our pawed furry friends, our culture, and of course the best soap opera on television, which is Lucha Libre, aka wrestling. This is something I really wanted to encompass into this book and bring out into the world. Is how awesome all these different interests and all these different activities and ways of life make us unique and also bring us together. And I think by bringing LuchaDog into the world, we could spotlight that and really drive home the fact that what makes us different is what also makes us awesome, which should make us even closer. And I'm so excited that we're actually putting this out onto the world. And it's something that I've been working on for about a year and a half. It's something that I've had a lot of doubt about at times. It's stuff that I've been overconfident about at times. And reading the synopsis every time really re-energizes me. It rejuvenates me of what the goal is, why we started this process, why we started this story, who we were trying to impact, and why we were trying to impact them. And we're going to get to all that next here on Outreach Radio Chicago. You guys can support the book. You guys can support the Kickstarter, our adventure, our journey, our goals over at Kickstarter. Just look us up at LuchaDog Kickstarter. It'll mean a lot to us. We have a goal pledge of $7,000. We've already about 20% there. We have little over less than a month to hit that goal. So check us out at Kickstarter LuchaDog. We're on Twitter at LuchaDogBook. Instagram, LuchaDogBook, as well as Facebook at LuchaDog. I'm on Twitter at MikeAndMedia and Instagram, Mike Mercado. Don't forget to check us out every Sunday at the Sports Cubicle with the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Single, Paul Shivari, and myself, Mike Mercado. Of course, look us up all over wherever you get your favorite podcasts at Sports from the Couch and at YouTube at The Sports Cubicle. We continue our conversation as we introduce you to the world of LuchaDog here on Outreach Radio Chicago. I'm Mike Mercado. We are having a good time here on Outreach Radio Chicago, introducing LuchaDog to the world, to each and every one of you here on Outreach Radio Chicago. I'm your host, Mike Mercado, and we appreciate you making us a part of your night on such an awesome occasion. For me personally, something that I'm so excited to bring to each and every one of you. And you can follow me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media. If you want to see any updates, you can follow the book and see the journey. We're on Twitter at LuchaDogBook, Instagram LuchaDogBook, and on Facebook at LuchaDog. And of course, if you would like to support us, share us, go ahead and spread the word. We're on Kickstarter LuchaDog, and we'll go ahead and get to some of the Q&A that we've gotten over the last few days when we launched this project. It is 30 days It is all or nothing, which means if we don't hit our $7,000 goal in 30 days, you won't be charged. Nobody will be charged. The project just kind of goes poof. Now that it's out there in the world and I was lucky enough to get the copyright for it, we will go on with the project, but we felt this was a way that it could still have that communal effect to it. And we're going to get to how community was part of the inspiration, a big part of the inspiration of Lucha Dog. But for those who are asking, yeah, so you could go to Kickstarter if you're looking for a way to support it financially, be a backer. So you can go onto Lucha Dog's Kickstarter, and one of the things is you'll see our reward system, and you can pledge without a reward. So if you want to pledge a dollar, 50 cents, whatever it is, 257 rubles, it doesn't matter. If you got pesos that you want to get rid of, if you have money that they only take in the Cloud City, okay, then you can go ahead and do that. But regardless, go ahead and go to Kickstarter. And one of the things that we have, one of the pledges for $10, you will see your name on a thank you video. Something I really do believe in is constantly reminding the audience, the people, the friends, family, and everybody who supported somebody on a project, whether you're whoever it is, to continuously remind them how much is appreciated. And you can see your name on an awesome video that we're going to do when the project is done, thanking you, thanking those who supported us. That's for $10 on that pledge. For a $15 pledge, will you get a fun thank you letter with love? And we're going to try to manufacture and produce some kind of fun stickers or buttons or little knickknacks that you could put on your book bag, on your laptop, whatever. And another way to show our love to you, $15, a fun thank you letter with love. For $20, a $20 pledge will get you your name on the back page of Lucha Dog. That is right. The first editions of Lucha Dog will have the names of our backers that have a $20 pledge. One of the things, and this is something, all names are subject for review. We got to keep it appropriate. It is trying to be family friendly, and obviously we don't want to be messing around with kids reading this book, reading some inappropriate names. But if you want to dedicate the name and the backing to a lover of wrestling, of puppies, a foundation, a charity, a school, whatever, go ahead and check out that pledge. That is for you as well. The early bird gets the Lucha Dog for a $25 pledge. You will receive the Lucha Dog book before everyone else. You will also see your name on the back pages of Lucha Dog. That's for $25. For your $50 pledge, you will get a signed edition of Lucha Dog. You will see your name on the back pages of Lucha Dog, and you will receive Lucha Dog before everyone else. And that is our tier program, our reward program over at Kickstarter Lucha Dog. So please check us out there. Our goal is to hit $7,000. This way we can hire the artist and make sure they get a fair wage because they work really hard. And we want to make sure that we get publication, distribution. We want to get this to schools. We want to get this into the city, into the rural areas. We want this to be something that is accessible to kids, to schools, to teachers, to teens, to adults, people who want to read, people who want to take the time to invest in themselves in reading and then invest in their imagination in this world of Lucha Dog. We want to make that as accessible and as easy for people to get into. We want the entry point to be for everyone, all available ages. And we feel like we could do that with your help over at Kickstarter Lucha Dog. Some other questions we got. Why we made the book? And we talked about community. I think for me, obviously, I'm a huge lover of wrestling. I love sports entertainment. I love combat sports. And I adore my pets. I adore my dogs. I adore the two that my wife and I adopted, and we'll get into that in just a little bit, how important they were to this entire process. But we made this book for inclusion. And I do feel, and this is a whole, just being 100% honest, I feel like a lot of times it's not done right. It's maybe done with the right intentions for most cases. There's obviously, you know, the cynical part of it. But inclusion and being open to others and sharing your experiences, sharing your point of view, I think it's important, and it's something that I wanted to do in a way that was fun, that was easy for people to digest, And I also wanted it to be something that for kids and adults to kind of have some characters that they can see in themselves, that they can use as avatars, that maybe they never thought was a descriptor of themselves and find it in Lucha Dog. And to me, that is something that I really take to heart, that making this can be like that. And as well, personally, coming from grandparents who came to this country with nothing, from a father who had to learn the language and as a teenager made something out of himself, my mother working like no other, my entire family, like there's something about that. And for me to be able to do this, for all their labors, for this to come out of art and for it to be something positive. And that only happens when you have a great community and you love and appreciate your heritage and you want to understand and you appreciate and are fascinated by others and what their lives were like. And I think that's why we made Lucha Dog. How we made the book? Well, so one of the things is we adopted our dog Pepper, our second dog Pepper. We have Mowgli, who's a Shih Tzu, and same with Pepper. And when we got Pepper, you know, she was abandoned. They found her on the streets. She had puppies, and it was a really sad story. And you know, through a connection of our father-in-law, all of this is just all family, you know. And we got Pepper, and she's a great dog. She's amazing, but she would have accidents at the house. And the wife bought her, shout out Nicole, love you, she bought Pepper these awesome, cute little doggy diapers. And one day, Pepper just walks into the kitchen, like nonchalantly, like she's not a menace to society. And I just turned to her, Nicole, and I look at her, and I'm like, she looks like a little luchador. And the idea was born. And Nicole and I have such a passion for animals and especially dogs. And one of the underlying things has always been proceeds of sales when this gets launched, when the book is in publication, when it hits stores and is online. We want to make sure that non-kill shelters, that animal rescue and the employees of these places are acknowledged and appreciated and proceeds go to them. And it's something that we're working on. And we can't promise it on Kickstarter. It's a whole legal thing. But that is something that we're holding ourselves to. And we put it on podcasts and on paper. And it's on our original posting all over social media that we do. Proceeds of these sales will be going to these foundations because of what it meant to us to be able to adopt Mowgli and to adopt Pepper. And how many people deserve good dogs and how many dogs deserve good people and they don't get it. And maybe there's a way that we can be a part of making sure that until those days happen, that they're taken care of in these homes, in these buildings, in these offices. And it's something that we're really passionate about. And I think that's one of the main reasons we made this book, to spotlight family heritage, our love of our dogs, what they meant to us coming into our lives, how we got them, the situations and the world that we live in, where it's such a first world thing, the love and what we can do for our animals, but it is the world that we know, and the world is advancing so fast. And one day we hopefully in this utopian idea, it can be like that, where everybody does have meals and a home and a roof. And so do our pets. So do our loved dogs and cats. And I guess finally, the last question, future plans. Well, we do have a lot of future plans. I mentioned some of them. The idea is we're going to start, obviously, this Kickstarter, people in the United States, the UK, and we'll figure out some other logistics when it comes to shipping. But that's how we'll initially start this. The people who back this will get copies of it. And then with publication, we would like to start very regional. We would like to start locally. I would like to hit Chicago schools, urban Chicago schools, and then suburban schools and rural schools in Illinois. I want this to be for everybody. I want people to find themselves in this book. And at the very least, I want them to be interested in reading and to try different challenges and to try different things and for themselves to find some creativeness. Look, I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm a community school dropout. First semester, failed, flunked. I went through substance abuse in my early 20s. I did everything I could to be self-destructive. And if it wasn't for my community, if it wasn't for my parents, if it wasn't for my friends, my family, I wouldn't have gotten to this point in my life where I can find something I was passionate about, whether it was radio, talking to each and every one of you, dissecting sports, and now this, bringing this to the world, that anything is possible. Anybody can do anything. As long as you have an idea and you're willing to take that chance to put it out there, anything is possible. And that's what Lucha Dog is all about. You can support us over at Kickstarter Lucha Dog. We wrap up shop next here on Outreach Radio Chicago. I'm Mike Mercado. And that'll do it for us on this edition of Outreach Radio Chicago. Thank you so much for making us a part of your game. Thank you so much for letting me introduce you to this passion project of mine, letting me introduce you to Lucha Dog. If you would like to support us, we're all over social media. You can follow us at Lucha Dog Book on Instagram and Twitter. We're on Facebook at Lucha Dog. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media and on Instagram, Mike Mercado Media, if you want to see any updates. And if you would like to be a backer or just support us, check us out at Kickstarter Lucha Dog. It would mean the world to us. You can also check us out every single Sunday on WCPT. It's the Sports Cubicle with the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, and myself, Mike Mercado, as we break down all the major news and notes in local and national sports. Shout out to Sheets and Giggles for making it possible. Check us out at Sheets and Giggles, the Sports Cubicle, Sports from the Couch, for 15% off your next purchase of that amazing sheeting. It'll make you feel good. That mattress, that eucalyptus mattress, is the truth, and we are getting to summertime, so while you're reading Lucha Dog, do it in style. Check out Sheets and Giggles. Use the promo code The Sports Cubicle, Sports from the Couch. We're also on YouTube. Check us out at The Sports Cubicle. Download us wherever you get your favorite podcast at Sports from the Couch. I really hope you enjoyed this introduction to Lucha Dog, and I really hope to see you reading Lucha Dog one day. For everybody here at Outreach Radio Chicago and Lucha Dog, please take care of yourself, take care of each other. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Mike Mercado.